My name is Letitia Bray, and this is my testimony. I was very fortunate to grow up in a home where Jesus Christ was the center of our lives. I was taught the good news of the gospel at a very young age at a Bible teaching church. The first church I can remember going to is Grace Community Church. I can remember my dad helping me memorize Bible verses as a little girl before bedtime. I knew about Jesus and that he died on the cross for our sins. As I got older in high school, I began to drift away from the Lord, even though I was still going to church with my parents. As the years went on, I would visit church here and there and was even baptized as an adult. I had said the sinner's prayer so many times. I would have these moments where I would be so gung-ho for the Lord, but in reality, I had never truly committed my life to Christ. Eventually, I got tired of pretending and didn't want to be a hypocrite and just stopped going to church altogether. I knew that I wasn't ready to give up my life of sin. I thought that I could get by without Christ and continue to do things my way. Even though my way brought so much pain and anguish to myself and my family, this went on for many years. I was afraid to trust Jesus and that he could provide a way out of a sinful life. Until one day, a couple of years ago, I got in my brother's van and he had the... And he had the radio station on 95.9, The Fish. I said, hey, I like these songs. I wish I could say I surrendered to God that day after hearing I've been redeemed or I am with you, but I didn't. I still had a hardened heart. I began to listen to this station every day as I would drive my kids to school, and I would cry just listening to the words of these Christian songs. I felt it was God's way of drawing me back to himself, songs that had stories just like mine. I was still stubborn. I had struggled with how I could leave my sinful life, where I would go, and who I would turn to. Through this struggle, God kept telling me to trust him. All the while, my family was praying for me and never stopped praying. God's love began to penetrate through my hardened heart, and the walls I had built and clung to for so many years started to slowly come down. Through the Christian music, I felt conviction, but not so much that I was doing wrong, but that I was doing wrong to a God that sacrificed his son for me. God began to show me how much he loved me, and he showed me that Jesus died for me so that I would not have to live that way anymore. God knew I wanted peace in my life, and he showed me that I could have peace if I surrendered to him. I began to have this overwhelming desire to be obedient no matter what the cost. Eventually, in August last year, I committed my life to Jesus 100%. God gave me the courage to step out on faith, and God and I took a huge step together, and I haven't looked back since. He has never left my side, just as he promised. He continues to guide me and show me his faithfulness in my life. To be baptized again after truly surrendering to the Lord was a desire of mine, and I didn't know how or where, and now I'm here. God is so good. Thank you, Lord.